Super excited to have AMS as a new sponsor of this podcast. AMS is a premier substance use disorder treatment facility in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. AMS specializes in outpatient counseling services for individuals struggling with substance use disorders. Evidence-based, client-centered care is their main focus. AMS offers over 30 different group therapy options a month, individualized counseling sessions, and the options of receiving medication assistance. Your treatment is in your hands. AMS currently accepts Delaware and Maryland Medicaid, Medicare, and VA benefits. For help, call 302-227-1320 and schedule your intake appointment today. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. My name is Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network. www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Check out all of our folks doing local podcast. Super proud of them. Good morning. Good morning. It is the 2nd, April 2nd, Friday. Cold out. We got tricked. Thought it was going to be nice. Nope, it's cold. Supposed to run this morning. Bagged it. Got my second vaccine shot last night. And I don't know. I was a little concerned. I don't know. A lot of hearsay out there, people saying. So I wasn't sure what to expect. I can tell you this morning I feel absolutely fine. I can tell you my arm doesn't even hurt. Not like the first one. I got the Pfizer. I don't know if that matters, but it is what it is. And so I was a little, I didn't want to push it. And anytime I don't want to push it is an opportunity for me to be little lazy. So I was a little lazy this morning. Didn't run. It's all right. We'll get back after it next week. How's everybody doing? It is, like I said, April 2nd, the second day of April. And, so far so good. I felt like the podcast I did, I think it was yesterday, I was like trying to, I was just trying to do a podcast, right? And I just, sometimes I just set myself up for problems. And I knew that tomorrow we were doing the Discovery Music podcast in the morning, and I thought I could squeeze it in. And so I apologize if that podcast was rushed or sloppy or left open-ended. I was laying in bed last night going, how did I even end that? I mean, I remember saying I gotta go, but I couldn't. I know that the point that I was wanting to talk about was that second half of that first step. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives have become unmanageable. And just trying to, share that moment where I realized that I was very unmanageable. And to understand the effect that I had on other people and how I basically took people hostage, it was a big deal. I never realized the effect that my behavior had on people, even though I wasn't even near them. Let's say you're having some friends over and one of their kids is really bad. Automatically, you're like, oh my God, we're going to have to deal with this bad kid. I'm hostage to this kid, sort of. Same kind of thing. I just didn't realize. So the point of it was just trying to understand unmanageable. And, I tried to share about that guy that went up in the hills and got stuck in the snowstorm. And, I think at the point where he was like, oh, shit. This is going to be bad. He had to get back to basics, which was very simple. Have I eaten? Am I hydrated? Do I have clothing? And at that point, I think those were just the three things that he could grasp onto. The rest of it, he didn't have. Shelter, no. I think he had the time. I don't think it was going to become dark. But sometimes I have to get back to really simple, basic things, and it's sometimes that easy. I remember early on, my buddy Matt used to say, drink a lot of water, eat a lot of food, eat a lot of clean food, and take walks and get a lot of fresh air. And I was like, what? That's your advice? Of course I do that. I do that. I'm alive, clearly. I'm not dying of dehydration, so I must be doing all these things. But I really wasn't. You know, I used to eat very badly. In fact, I think how I used to eat today, and if I had to eat like that today, I would be very upset. Depressed. I'd be depressed if I had to eat the way that I used to eat. Fast food, junk, chips, sodas, sugar. You know, just this crap. And, you know, I think about, you know, my car, you know, when I go, this car that I have now is just a regular, you know, just a Wrangler or just a, I don't even, can I say it? It's Grand Cherokee. I think they're getting rid of that, but that's what it says on the side of the car, Grand Cherokee. So I'm not offending anybody, I hope. But this is a pretty basic car, but the car I had before this, I had Acura. Excuse me. I'm on my way to work this morning. I'm following one exactly what I used to have, which was just the Acura and TLX, I think. It was a decent car. It was actually a great car considering, you know, where I've come from, but you know, it performed differently on different types of fuel. Like if I was, you know, for some reason, I just put in the basic gas. You could feel the car run differently. And then when I would sometimes, if I, you know, like had a good week or, you know, I'd splurge and put in the super and it had a lot of pep. The car was happy. It had pep in it. And I think that's the same way. I know for me, I won't speak for anybody else, but I know for me, I definitely feel better when I've eaten clean food. I pretty much only eat pretty much clean food. Actually, what am I fucking saying? I mean, sometimes I had some pizza yesterday. I don't know. Is that clean? Probably not. I don't even. Yeah, I'm going to call it clean. I mean, it was. Probably not. It was sort of clean. The box was clean. But so maybe that wasn't as clean of a food I had yesterday. And usually, in fact, when I eat pizza, I really don't feel that great after I eat it. But tonight, we'll be eating definitely some fresh, clean food. It'll be, we're having, my dad comes over on Friday night, so we're going to make him a steak, and I'll steam broccoli, and I'll make fresh mashed potatoes. So, I mean, two parts plant, one part meat. It's pretty clean. I feel, you know, I do feel great, but there are days where, you know, I go off the rails sometimes, and it especially happens with cookies. When that happens, oh my God, I feel like shit. I feel shame. I don't feel comfortable in my skin. And that's kind of the thing that Matt was trying to say is, listen, man, we come out of this lifestyle. And it was a lifestyle. I remember getting, you know, like on a night, like payday here, you know, the night you get some money, I would hit the liquor store. I would usually buy some vodka. And I would usually buy like these, you know, because I smoked cigarettes back then. How fucking toxic was that? But I would buy like cigars, these little cigars, and I'd get some vodka, and I'd order like wings to go. I'd get 20 wings, and then maybe some chips, and just fucking a boatload of junk. And I would, you know, drink vodka and grapefruits all night, and I would eat wings, and I would eat potato chips and candy, and just gross. And I started putting on weight, and it just felt awful. I felt awful physically. I felt awful about myself mentally. And so it's easy when, you know, when you find, hopefully when you find some sort of recovery or get into the path heading that way, it's nice to be reminded by some of these simple things. Hey, man, how much water are you drinking? And I can tell you, I don't drink and I don't do drugs. And I still don't always drink enough water. You know? We're a big water family. In fact, that's all we drink. You know, my wife drinks Cokes, of course, but everybody else drinks water. My older son drinks seltzer, but for the most part, it doesn't have any sugar. It's just water. So when I have a day where I don't drink enough water, I feel it. So for someone to say, listen, man, you need to really start seeing what you're putting in. Clean it up. You know, you need to start. I mean, there's back to basics, and then there's back to basics. And You can be sober, or I could be sober, free from drink, and still live unmanageably. Still feel unmanageable. You know, you're eating garbage. Your body does not like garbage. It takes a while to digest the garbage. You know, you can it affects how your system cleans itself out. It's a mess. So when he said that, it was like, well, okay. And, you know, being excited to take on any suggestion, I started doing that, drinking water, trying to eat better, walking. But, of course, I came out of this, and I'm like, I got to be better. So, of course, I got into the gym and lifting weights and getting pumped up. And you know, ego showed up. And I'm like, listen, I'm doing great. I'm sober and I'm getting all healthy. And it was ego and self. Self was going running riot there for a bit. And I mean, I guess it's in a good way, sort of. But you know, at the same time, I'm looking at myself more in the mirror. I'm putting myself into amazing situations with this new amazing body, which wasn't even amazing. I was just, and like everything I do in life, I lifted weights and I worked out half-ass. You know, I could never get a six-pack. I could never get an amazing body where I'm going to walk around without my shirt. No, I just do things until it feels like I'm okay, and then I move on. I couldn't even be a great bodybuilder. But it was just a beginning. I had to kind of go through that and then realize, what are you doing? Then I hurt my back and yada, yada, yada. Yada, yada, yada. So I guess the point of that whole story was the unmanageable. You know, if I'm building a case of manageable, I have to start looking at where I'm at. Like today, for some reason, people, I am a little funky. What's my problem? You know, I've gotten in arguments with a couple clients lately. I talked about that, the border. I almost got in an argument with a lady yesterday about the border and everything being the president's fault. And I just can't stand that simple answer. I guess that's why politics are such a hot topic, why people get so heated, because there's something in there about it, right? You know, this lady's telling me, yep, everything's Biden's fault now. And I'm not a Biden fan. I don't really care. But I don't think it's fair to blame him for everything. Right? You know, there's a lot of things that I did in my life. Right? There's the behavior, the lifestyle, the ups and the downs, eating poorly, whatever it is. And then let's say I come into a relationship with somebody that you know, I don't exactly jive with, and I want to blame all my problems on that. You know, it's like, I got myself here. I got myself. You know, it's when you kind of live at the bottom of the seabed floor, bouncing along the bottom, and then you kind of hang out with people like that. And then sometimes you bring people like that into your life and you're like, it's because of you. This is why I'm this way. It's because of you. And in reality, it's all that I've done in the past that gets me to this point. And that's what bothers me about this whole Biden and the border and all this stuff. You know, we got ourselves here. You know, like I said, when I live in San Diego, man, every morning the streets were full of you know, migrant workers that would come across or that were here illegally. But we freaking scooped them up to put them to work. I mean, I don't want to... Lives are lives, but, you know, if you give somebody something enough times, it keeps coming back thinking that it's normal. And then someone comes along and says, this is wrong, and then it's all somebody's fault. No, we've been doing this for a long time. I feel like our biggest problem that we have, honestly, right now is this war on drugs that we started. I mean, the war on drugs has fucking wrecked this world. I don't know how many people have died in the war on drugs. You know, but these cartels or whatever they are, they're taking over these communities and down south and forcing these people to, whether they're being mules or you know, whatever it is, they're feeling scared and afraid and not safe in their own communities, and they're leaving the communities because of these people, I guess, and they want to come here. But we started the war on drugs. Reagan did. A war on drugs. I mean, that's the biggest thing we have. People smuggling drugs, smuggling things into the United States. We created some of this. And it's been going on for a long time. You know, we demand cheaper prices in fresh vegetables and organic materials, and but who's going to do that work? It's a tough, tough deal. And I don't have an answer, but I don't know. I guess the point is I just need to freaking mind my own business. Why am I in such a place right now where I just feel like I have to have an opinion? Restraint from pen and tongue. Restraint from pen and tongue. What happened to that rule that you used to love to follow? It's like I've forgotten all about it. Restraint from pen and tongue. Restraint from tongue. Why do I have so many opinions? It's tough because, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. I just need to. I think we have so much shit going on You know, I like to pretend like none of this coronavirus, this pandemic has been a big effect on me, but I think it has. I think it obviously has. It's wearing on me. You know, in the beginning you're like, yes, let's do everything we need to do. And now I'm kind of like, God, I'm over it, right? I'm having clients that don't want to wear masks. I don't know. I need to get back to basics here. I need to get back to praying about it, turning it over. You know, ego is fired up, wants to be right. I said to this lady yesterday, I go, please don't tell me you're that simple-minded. Please don't tell me you're that simple-minded to think that all of the problems that we are having right now are because of the president, Joe Biden. They are. How can I not say anything? The fucking lady has lost it. This lady has lost it. You got into it. I think I shared this the other day. I got into it with another guy about the damn border. No, I think people picture like a little hole in the wall and people are just pouring in. You know, millions of people cross that border every day, back and forth, back and forth. Goods coming in, goods going out. And the one thing, that border is there to stop. And the main number one focus is drugs. Pot. Marijuana. Cannabis. And all the other shit. I was telling the lady, I go, I think all drugs should be legal. Why not? What do we fucking care? Why? Because it's got a lot of bad propaganda. If you're 21 or if you're whatever age it is, you should be able to sit inside your house and do whatever the fuck you want. And yeah, it should be that way. Because if you're allowed to drink alcohol legally and eat sugar legally, we would never take that away from anybody, right? Can you imagine if sugar was illegal? They're sneaking across the border with cane sugar. You want to see an upheaval? Take out the sugar. You want to see an upheaval? Take away the wine. Worst drug I ever did, alcohol. And it's a drug. And it's so twisted. You know, I like, I go on Instagram. I don't know anybody watch Reels. There's a little reel, this thing on Instagram is called Reels. And it's funny. It's stupid, but it's funny. I don't know. I've shared this before. I get up in the morning, I drink coffee, and I watch Reels. It's just mindless nonsense. But this one lady was pouring a glass of wine into her, pouring a bottle of wine into her wine cup. And she kept using these scissors to cut the stream of wine into the glass. And then it's playing some quirky music. And then it says, my husband asked me to cut back my wine consumption or something like that. It was funny. But people, you know, it's okay to drink wine. It's okay. It's legal. It's on TV. It's commercials. I mean, it's everywhere. But it wrecks us, man. Wrecks us. I can't tell you how many people talk to me, mention, skirt around the topic of, I think I drink too much. I think I do something too much that's legal. But that's fine. Right? I talk to people about, you know, weight, sugar. I've always said the problem with donuts is they don't get us put in jail. But they wreck us. And they wreck our families. You know, I talked about a friend of mine. He is overweight. His wife is worried about him. His kids are worried about him. He's taken them hostage, sort of. His self-centeredness and his desire to consume bad food has taken his family hostage. You know, when's he going to? I think the first thing we think is, I hope he doesn't drop dead. When's that going to happen? What's the family going to be like? You know, there's nothing worse when you have somebody in your life that just doesn't care about certain things about themselves. And you do. I look fine. Yeah, but you're eating. And listen, hey, just to put it out there, I eat too much sugar. I have a serious issue right now with these damn Reese's peanut butter cups. And I've justified the hell out of it. And I've talked myself through it. But it's bad. You know, I had two Reese's peanut butter cups. You know, just a single disc, two discs. I'm going to call them devil discs. I had two devil discs last night. In my mind, that seems like I had 20. Maybe that isn't so bad. But the other night before that, I had six. I had two packages, and then I went into the stash and I pulled out the third. I had six devil discs. But I can tell you that those six devil discs that I had was the only amount of sugar that I had all day. Am I okay? But it's weird, man. When sugar is a lot like alcohol. If I have some sugar, I can't stop. One is too many and six is never enough. I could have hit eight. It's crazy. But that's my life. That's my right. I get to do that. And if somebody wants to sit in their house and smoke freaking crack, they should be able to do it. What do I care? It's going to kill you. You're going to lose everything. But what do we care? People's lives fall apart on less stuff. Sugar and alcohol. Legalize marijuana, legalize all drugs, stop this war on drugs. I mean, of course they're going to, you know, you're going to legalize it and then you're going to have this black market of people that are going to come in and still want to sell it and sneak it in, I'm sure, but legalize it. I mean, I am a fucking full-blown 100% alcoholic and I can get alcohol probably within 1 mile of me right now. I choose not to. I choose not to, and it's not because it's illegal, because it's totally legal. It's legal with balloons and lights and hot chicks and fun and partying, campfires on the beaches in Mexico. You know, we love, you know, we get all upset, you know, with our border, but we love to go down to Mexico and fucking party up. Do shoot commercials drinking Coronas on the beach, right? Sure we do. But whatever. The problem is me today, folks. Today I'm the problem. So let me read my thing this morning, see if we can come to some senses here. Come to my senses. Give me the answer, Mr. Phone. Let's see what the Mr. Phone says here. Daily Reflections. Help me today, Daily Reflections. Let me be reminded. Here we go. Oh, I don't know, but I do like this topic. All right, April 2nd, character building. I love building character. Demands made upon other people for too much attention, protection, and love can only invite domination or revulsion. Demands made upon other people for too much attention, protection, and love can only invite domination or revulsion. Wow. I feel like that. I'm going through that right now, actually. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 44. When I uncovered my need for approval in the fourth step, I didn't think it should rank as a character defect. I wanted to think of it more of an asset, that is, the desire to please people. It was quickly pointed out to me that this need can be very crippling. Today, I still enjoy getting the approval of others, but I am not willing to pay the price I used to pay to get it. I will not bend myself into a pretzel to get others to like me. If I get your approval, that's fine. but if I don't, I will survive without it. I am responsible for speaking what I perceive to be the truth, not what I think others may want to hear. Similarly, my false pride always kept me overly concerned about my reputation. Since being enlightened in the AA program, my aim is to improve my character. Yeah. Yep. You know, there's someone that's close to me in my life that is always asking me if I'm okay. And this morning I go, why do you keep asking me if I'm okay? And I think it's because this person isn't really happy with themselves. And when you're not happy with yourself, you constantly think that everybody else is unhappy with you. Building friendships and relationships through doing tasks and going above and beyond to please people, in the end, you just become disappointed. And like it says, you know, what did it say? What was the word they used? You become disappointed and domination or revulsion. That means that if you're going to act like that, people sometimes are going to take advantage of that and dominate you. Or they're just going to get sick of it and they're going to revolt. And that's a great read right there. I always say we're building character, not characters. And that was a good read. I hope everyone has a great day. Bye-bye.